In a small shop in a snowy village in Russia, Nikolai, the doll maker, was carving his last matryoshka. From one piece of soft wood, he shaped 6 nesting dolls. Each one fitted inside the other. They all opened in the middle and were hollow inside, except for the littlest. She was the size of a bumblebee, and she was made of the heart of the sweet-smelling wood. Nikolai painted each doll's black shining hair and black shining eyes. He painted each red dress and yellow shawl. He painted a fancy flower on the front of each doll's white apron and a smile on each doll's face. "You are 6 sisters," he said, and he set them along the workbench in a line from biggest to littlest, and he named each one, touching his finger to the top of her head. "Anna, Olga, Varka, Vanda, Nadia, and Nina." Then he took them one inside the other. He put Nina inside of Nadia, and Nadia inside Vanda, and Vanda inside Varka, and Varka inside Olga, and Olga inside Anna. Anna had a pedestal base, so she could not fit inside any other doll. She had the fanciest flower on the front of her apron and the wisest look in her eyes. "Goodbye, Anna," said Nikolai, and he kissed her forehead. "Keep your sister safe inside you, and may you find a happy home." Then he set the matryoshka off to a toy shop in America. On a long journey across the sea, Nina slept inside Nadia, and Nadia slept inside Vanda, and Vanda slept inside Varka, and Varka slept inside Olga, and Olga slept inside Anna. Anna kept her shining eyes wide open. She saw only darkness until she was unwrapped from her box at a toy shop in America. There were other matryoshkas on the shelf by the front door. Some were bigger and some were smaller. Anna could only guess how many sisters they each held inside. Other matryoshka makers carved 4 or 8, or even 10 dolls each inside the other, but Nikolai always carved 6, for 6 he believed was a lucky number. The toy shop owner opened up Anna and set her and all her sisters in a line, from biggest to littlest, along the front of the display. Nina, the littlest, was on the very end of the shelf, too close to the edge. One March day, the very end of winter, a shopper in a puffy coat brushed against the shelf, and Nina was knocked right off. No one noticed except for Nina's sisters, but there was nothing they could do. They could not lift their painted arms to reach out for Nina or open their painted lips to cry for help. Nina rolled to the doorway of the shop, and then in the bustle, she was kicked outside by a customer as he left. It had begun snowing, and soon Nina was covered up by snow. In the morning, the shopkeeper shoveled the sidewalk in front of the toy shop. Nina was shoveled right out to the street. Later that day, the snowplow came and pushed all the snow into a pile. The pile was shoveled up into a dump truck. Nina nestled in the snow, saw only whiteness. The muffled sound of the truck reminded her of the ship's engine, and she dreamed she was on the sea again, on her way to America. The truck dumped all the snow on top of a big pile outside of town. That evening, the shopkeeper discovered that the littlest matryoshka was missing. He looked everywhere but couldn't find her. So he put Nadia inside Vanda, and Vanda inside Varka, and Varka inside Olga, and Olga inside Anna. And he put the matryoshkas on the sale table. The next day, a little girl named Jessie came to the toy shop with the money her grandfather had sent her for birthday. She had seen the matryoshkas on sale in the store weeks before and longed for one. But now she found out